So I suppose that many people might be ready to hear this message, possibly, because this is all part of the Great Reveal. And I've been talking about this, that we were going to witness the Great Steal followed by the Great Reveal, but the Great Reveal that's coming, which is why the Deep State is just absolutely freaking out, is so much of a larger reveal than what you ever imagined, probably. And it's even larger than what many of you can handle, seriously. This, in fact, just the topic I'm going to cover here today is something that many of you will say, no, that's impossible. I don't believe it. And that's fine, because that's exactly my reaction at first. I thought the exact same thing. But you're about to see history rewritten. You're about to see, I mean, human history, like where we came from, who we are, what has happened. Understand that we've been living under a rigged system really since the assassination of JFK. So 1963. Ever since then, the CIA has run America. The CIA has controlled the media, controlled the narratives, and that's why they're absolutely freaking out and shutting down InfoWars and trying to censor like crazy. And that's why they're resisting, you know, Trump's agenda, which has anti-censorship components to it, by the way. It's also why they're freaking out over Matt Gaetz being nominated for AG, because Matt Gaetz will expose a lot of things. And Trump will expose a lot of things through declassification. That's also why the deep state is terrified that Kash Patel might be nominated as FBI director, for example. But what I'm about to say is something that I don't even think any of those people are aware of or would agree with what I'm going to say here. Because we have been brainwashed as Americans. We have been so deeply brainwashed into the mythos of American exceptionalism. We have been told things that are entirely fabricated about America's ingenuity, about America's success, about America's dominance. We've been told this. It is a kind of brainwashing. You know how we say that Zionism is a philosophy of ethnic supremacy? Well, Americanism, you could say, or American exceptionalism, as it's called, is also a kind of philosophy of ethnic supremacy, to say that Americans are just better than everybody else in the world. And that's, I mean, Americans are great, don't get me wrong. Americans are very, very creative and can be very innovative and can invent a lot of things, you know. And look, I'm an American. I love my country, don't get me wrong. And most people would say I'm pretty creative. I've got patents. I'm an inventor. I'm a musician. I'm a songwriter. You know, I'm an article writer, I'm a video, whatever. You know, I think I embody a lot of what America is known for and what America is good at. Americans are really good at thinking outside the box. And that has a lot to do with the ethnic diversity, the background diversity, the creativity factors, all of that. Whereas Asian populations tend to be a lot more conformist. I know this, you know, I lived in Asia. I speak Chinese. I know the Asian culture better than most Americans, for sure. And it's a wonderful culture, by the way. It's just that it's very conformist. Asians rarely break outside the box. Americans love to break outside the box. Germans do not break outside the box. Germans are obedience puppets for the most part, right? And the Brits, oh my God, the Brits are the most obedient of all. But Americans rejected all that, you know, 1776, everything. So Americans, a lot of great things about Americans, and I love being an American. I wouldn't want to be any other nationality. But we've been lied to about a lot of things that have told us that America is the best country in the world and only America can do these things. So that's the preface here. Let me now get to the point of this. Now, brace yourself psychologically because, well, let me just lay it out. After years of study, I've come to the conclusion, and now there's no question whatsoever And if you look into this, if you really dig into it, I have no doubt you will come to the same conclusion. Here it is. No human being has ever walked on the moon. So the Apollo missions, even though they did send astronauts into orbit, you know, I don't promote the flat Earth theory, by the way. Earth is a sphere. We can send all kinds of things into orbit. Satellites are real. The International Space Station is real. You know, we've sent lots of people into orbit, and occasionally we bring them back too. Imagine. But we have never sent a human being to the moon. Why is that? Well, because once you get outside of Earth's magnetosphere protection, you end up going through this massive belt of radiation that would kill any human being if they're not shielded with heavy lead shielding. So you could try to send a human being to the moon. It's just that they would die along the way. Now, since you can't launch heavy lead shielding because it's too damn heavy, and you know, the lunar lander and the command module and all the stuff that was associated with Apollo missions, it was all super lightweight stuff. It was made out of like gold foil, you know, almost aluminum foil. Some of it was so thin, it was a joke. It was, if you look at some of the photos today, you're like, was this a Saturday Night Live skit? What is this? They did not launch Apollo spacecraft with lead shielding. Okay, so no man has ever walked on the moon. Yes, humanity has sent probes to the moon, and China has sent spacecraft to fly around the dark side of the moon, and so on. But ask yourself this question. If we were supposed to have landed on the moon in the 1960s, you know, here we are more than 50 years later, how come we've never sent a man to the moon again? And importantly, how come Russia never sent a man to the moon? How come China never sent a man to the moon? And you know why? Because Russia and China know that the Apollo missions were faked and that you can't send a man to the moon if you want them to be alive when they get there, for the reason that I just previously mentioned. So what actually happened with NASA and the Apollo missions is that it was a psyop. It was a massive propaganda campaign to try to convince the Russians, the Soviet Union at the time, to try to intimidate them into thinking that we had such amazing technology that they better not threaten us in the Cold War, or what became known as the Cold War. It was also propaganda to the American people to say, hey, we're the best in the world. We can send a man to the moon and we can bring him back. And, you know, and we'll do it all in 1 week, you know, that kind of thing. It was all a lie. And so in order to fake it, and by the way, at this point, the lies are just obvious. Based on just crowdsourcing the NASA photos, the NASA videos, the audio from NASA, etc. Today, the internet crowdsourcing this knows that the whole thing was faked. Bart Sabrell is probably the top expert on this, S-I-B-R-E-L, Sabrell. His website, Sabrell.com, exposes this. I've interviewed Bart Sabrell numerous times. And at first, admittedly, the first time I interviewed Bart Sabrell, I did not believe what he had to say. I thought, I don't believe this, but I'm willing to listen, because that's my attitude about everything. But by the, I don't know, third or fourth time I interviewed Bart, it was like, wait a second. He's actually right. Like, for example, at certain points in the NASA audio recordings where there's supposed to be a delay, I think it's supposed to be like a 6-second delay between Houston and orbiting the moon because of the distance and the speed of, you know, electromagnetism. But at one point, the astronauts forget to put in the delay and they speak too soon. And then NASA reminds them, like, don't speak too soon. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but and then after that, they put in the delay. So they're faking the delay because they weren't at the moon. They were in orbit. And then there's the video that shows that they were faking it halfway to the moon. And that video is so laughable. It's a video that was broadcast to the whole world, and it was a video where they were supposed to be in the, I don't know what you call it, the capsule, I guess, you know, the final stage that's traveling to the moon, and they had a window, and this was in the day of very low resolution cameras, by the way, and like really crappy transmission of television. And so if you looked, what you saw was a really dark module overall. I mean, relatively dark. And you thought you saw in the window Earth in the distance, a small ball of Earth in the distance. Wow, there's the blue planet in the distance. And the astronauts referred to it. They said, look how far away we are. You know, there's the Earth in the distance. We're halfway to the moon, they said. And then after the interview, they kept recording. And some folks got a hold of that recording years later, including Bart Sobrell. And what you find out in the recording is that after they were done with the propaganda piece, they reached over to the window and they pulled off this giant piece of cardboard where they had cut a hole in the center of it. That hole was what you were seeing when you thought you were looking at the Earth in the distance. It was just a hole in the cardboard. And when they took the cardboard off the window, you could actually see the Earth really, really close. They were just in orbit. So totally exposed for their lies, complete fabrication. Again, worse than an SNL skit. That's how bad it was. And yet, most Americans to this day think that we landed people on the moon. And their memories are all jacked up about this. They will say, well, I remember the space shuttle launching astronauts to the moon. And you're like, no, not even NASA claims that the space shuttle took astronauts to the moon. Those were the Apollo missions. That's before the space shuttle. And like, oh, okay, yeah. Space shuttle just went into orbit. The space shuttle never went to the moon, folks. Not even NASA says that. And then people say, well, I saw Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin or whatever. I saw these astronauts. I saw them walking off a ladder onto the moon. I saw a video of that. He was the first man to step on the moon. And then you ask, well, who was on the moon with the video camera to take the video? And they're like, whoa, huh. So somebody must have already been there to take the video, right? And then people say, well, but I saw the video of the, again, I forgot the exact name. It was like the lunar lander. I saw the lunar lander taking off from the moon. I saw that video. And, you know, it had the fire from the jets and it shot up into the atmosphere, well, not atmosphere, but into the sky of the moon. And I remember seeing the camera like panning up and following it as it launched off the surface of the moon. And then you ask them like, yeah, so when did they go back for the cameraman? And like, oh, huh. Yeah, who was taking the video? And then they have all these crazy things. Well, it was a remote camera. Well, no, the technology didn't exist then. And how did the camera pan up? And with the delay between Earth and Moon, you couldn't remotely control it from Houston. So somebody had to be there taking the video. Well, that guy got left behind then. And there are numerous, numerous other problems, such as the angles of light and shadows. And Bart Sobrell points these out, but also the fact that if you're in outer space or if you're on the surface of the moon, you know, the sun is blazing crazy hot on the side that's facing the sun, you know, you're boiling. And then on the dark side where there's no sun, you're freezing and you know, it's close to absolute zero. And you have questions like, well, wait a minute, how did this lunar lander, how did it dissipate the heat? Or how did it handle the extreme cold and the thermal expansion and contraction between the hot and the cold? How did the astronauts not die from being set on fire or sublimated, like their blood sublimates into outer space? Like, well, they wore spacesuits, and the spacesuits were super advanced spacesuits. And you realize the spacesuits actually couldn't have handled those extreme temperatures, certainly not the blazing sun. And the lunar lander couldn't handle that either. But most importantly, how are they even alive because of the radiation? And then, again, back to the original question, why hasn't China landed somebody on the moon? And how about this? Why hasn't Elon Musk put a ban on the moon? Elon Musk has all this advanced rocket technology. Here we are, over 50 years later. Elon Musk can launch a rocket into orbit and bring it back and have it land itself and get captured by two steel arms, you know? And it's all super advanced. So why hasn't Elon Musk put a man on the moon? Huh? I mean, he talks about going to Mars all the time. Why hasn't anybody gone to the moon? And the more you look at this, the more the answer becomes obvious, because nobody ever went to the moon. It was all staged. It was all as fake as the 2020 election. It was as fake as the official narrative behind 9/11. It was as fake as Building 7. It was as fake as the Oklahoma City bombing of the FBI building. It was as fake as the ATF justification for the assault on Waco, Texas. And then you realize, my God, we've been lied to for decades. And yes, that's my point. You've been lied to about so many things. You've been lied to about history. You've been lied to about current events. You've been lied to about even, you know, historical events. You've been lied to about the true numbers of the Holocaust. You've been lied to about the origins of Israel. You've been lied to about the Bible. It's been rewritten. Books have been dropped. They've been hidden. Some of them have been recovered. You've been lied to about the origins of mankind. You've been lied to about ancient civilizations, but mostly they've been covered up. And the fact that human civilization has already been destroyed at least once, if not several times, before this civilization. You are living in a Truman Show. You are living in a faked reality. You're living in a projection of theater. And the turning point was the assassination of JFK. That's when the theater really took over. And ever since then, what you've been fed in terms of history and events and 9/11 and all of it, even, you know, the war, the Desert Storm, the war on terror, and all of this, it's all been fake. Nothing but lies. Now, the flat earthers would say, yes, but you haven't gone far enough, Mike. They would say, the big lie, they would say, is that the earth is flat, like, and we're living under a dome. I think that's a psyop, by the way, because it's very clear to me that we've put a lot of things into orbit, such as satellites and, you know, space stations and men and so on. And that's not difficult to do because you have the protection of the magnetosphere there. So yeah, you can put things into orbit. Just takes a lot of fuel and some telemetry, by the way. You can put things into orbit. You can't send men to the moon. You can send probes to the moon. You can send probes to Mars. You can send probes all to the outer limits of the solar system, as has been done. But you can't send men out there because they will die from the radiation. So what else are you being lied to about? This is the question that we all need to be asking. You're being lied to about climate change. There is a terraforming operation underway to alter Earth's atmosphere, and the excuse is climate change. They say carbon dioxide is bad, even though carbon dioxide is the single most important molecule in Earth's atmosphere for growing plants. Plants produce oxygen. So there's a terraforming operation on planet Earth to alter its atmosphere and make it inhospitable to current plant life, which means also to human life. So there is an extraterrestrial agenda to make Earth uninhabitable by human beings. That brings up some questions, right? So you're being lied to about that. So who's pushing climate change? Well, it's an intelligence that wants all humans gone from the planet. Who pushed the weaponized vaccine jabs? Somebody that wants to exterminate humanity. Who built self-replicating vaccines? And by the way, the whole history of medicine is a giant lie. The whole history, the germ theory, the vaccines and the idea that vaccines are safe and effective. You know, SV40 is in the vaccines. Polio is in the vaccines. The polio viruses are in the polio vaccines. Cancer viruses are in the vaccines. It goes on and on. You've been lied to at every level. Now, I think a lot of human beings are ready for this because there is a great awakening that is just beginning to happen. There's a quantum leap of consciousness that's about to take place, and it has everything to do with light and the sun. It has everything to do with the quantum multiverse realities that you can tap into with your non-physical mind. It has everything to do with consciousness, and humanity is about to be lifted beyond the enslavement of the Truman Show, the enslavement of the lies of history. You've been reading from a script this entire time, and now it's time to tear up that script, throw it away, and engineer our own future, a future without all these limitations that we've been fed so far, all these lies that says, oh, there's no such thing as precognition, there's no such thing as remote viewing, there's no such thing as consciousness, there's no such thing as God. You know, this is a time for great changes. But in order to get to those great changes, we have to realize and reject the lies. So the lies are being exposed. Prepare for great changes ahead. The reality of the cosmos in which we live is far more interesting than what you have ever imagined. And once you can, you know, pull back the curtain and see the Wizard of Oz, and he's just been pulling these levers, you will come to your senses and realize, my God, it's time for humanity to stop being held back. So welcome to our future. It's going to be really amazing. It won't be without chaos, by the way, or strife, but it's going to be amazing. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. You can hear more from me at Brighteon.com. And check out Bart Sabrell's website, Sabrell.com, S-I-B-R-E-L, Sabrell.com. And we'll have him back as another guest in the future. And then ask yourself, why hasn't Elon Musk sent a man to the moon? Seems like it would be easy today, right? I wonder why. All right. Take care, everybody. Available now for the first time at healthrangerstore.com, we have Crunchy Munchies. These are really amazingly delicious organic fruit purees. We have a banana strawberry that's available now. You see it on the left side there. And then we have an apple cinnamon banana Crunchy Munchie that's over here. These are really incredible, great snacks for adults and for kids as well. Certified organic, laboratory tested, and freeze-dried. So long-term storage is just built into the product because of its freeze-dried nature. We also have now a new batch back in stock of the banana, peanut butter, and chocolate smoothie mix, which has incredibly simple, clean ingredients. And we have our turmeric tincture back in stock, a brand new batch of our turmeric as well, which is, of course, laboratory tested. And understand that a lot of the turmeric in the marketplace contains high levels of lead. So heavy metals testing is really critical to get clean turmeric. So if you're using any kind of a turmeric supplement, make sure that it is tested. But if you go to our website, healthrangerstore.com, you'll see here our freeze-dried Crunchy Munchies are featured right here. And we've also got the, oh, look, Anato Vitamin E, tocotrienols, soft gels, that's in stock. But right here, you can see our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this because it just tastes great, and it's just all natural ingredients, certified organic. We've got organic whey protein back in stock, and as well as our fair trade freeze-dried organic instant coffee that is a favorite, also laboratory tested. And when it comes to coffee, you have to watch out for high cadmium content in a lot of coffee. So, you know, the laboratory testing is really critical in all of this, and we do more testing than anybody else that I know of in the world in terms of having our own laboratory, ISO accredited, certified organic laboratory is inspected and tested and audited every year for the certification. And then on top of that, our food manufacturing facility is audited and inspected as well.
And when it comes to organic instant coffee, you got to watch out for cadmium content. So we test for cadmium as well. It's one of the heavy metals that we routinely test for. But if you go to our website, you can see what we have on sale here. Lots of different items. We've got featured categories, personal care, preparedness, supplements, food and beverage, and home. And understand that my philosophy is that we don't use synthetic substances, artificial fragrance chemicals. We don't use fillers. We don't use artificial colors or dyes or any kind of nonsense garbage like that. Instead, we focus on certified organic, clean, pure, natural, laboratory tested ingredients for your body, for your meals, for your home, for your supplements, for preparedness, and much more. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. And also check out our new line of Escape Zone bags, which you can find at healthrangerstore.com/escape. And this brings you the EMF protected and ballistic, bulletproof protected backpacks, as well as a laptop case, although the ballistic version is out of stock at the moment. But we've got EMF protection in small backpacks as well. Also laptop bags and sleeves for mobile devices and tablets, mobile phones, satellite phones, and so much more, plus an EMF blanket. All of this is available now, healthrangerstore.com/escape. So get yourself prepared, protect your health, boost up your nutrition, protect yourself from EMFs, and help support our store and our platform. Thank you for shopping with us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care.